7 months Nasser had been hunting. 7 months since he told Ashwini he was ready to find a mate. 7 months and still his mate hadn't made herself known to him. Didn't she know he was looking for her? Crouched on the railingless edge of a high tower balcony, he growled. A Legion fighter who'd just flown past turned to give him an appraising look. Nasser snapped his teeth at the bat-winged male and was pleased when the fighter changed direction to head to the Legion's new home. Nasser liked that home, even if it had walls. It was a high-rise that had been turned into a giant greenhouse, windows taken out to form balconies, walls replaced with massive sheets of glass where possible, and a flight tunnel created in the central core, a tunnel big enough to accommodate wings. With fall now a blaze of red and orange and yellow across Central Park, the engineers had also added clever transparent curtains of what Ilium had told Nasser was a high-tech material that allowed the Legion to fly in and out at will, but that maintained a warm, growing temperature within. Each time a fighter went through, the curtains fell automatically back in place, trapping the heat inside. Nasser had snuck into the high-rise soon after he first returned to New York 2 weeks earlier. The inside was structured so that the remaining parts of the internal floors and ceilings jutted out at unusual angles. The distance between one and the next was often deep. Enjoying the lush greenery within, the vines climbing up the sides, already starting to take strong hold and small trees digging in their roots as flowers bloomed, Nasser had made his way to the top regardless. Without alerting the Legion, he was in their territory. He didn't think the primary had been pleased when Nasser appeared on the glass of the roof, but the leader of the Legion was loyal to Raphael, and Nasser was one of Raphael's 7, so they existed in a wary truce. Just thinking about the Legion made Nasser's skin prickle and muscles tense. They were so old and so other that he often had to fight the compulsion to bite them. Despite that, or perhaps because of it, he sometimes felt that the strange fighters who flew on wings devoid of feathers were more like him than anyone else in the entire world. Nasser might not have wings, but he was as other. Except where there were 777 in the Legion, he was only one.
You are angry with us because we are many, but you know deep within that you are one of us, a child of the Earth. Bitterly young in comparison to our eons long existence, but with a connection to life that is primal.
The leader of the Legion had said that to Nasser with a straight face. The other man, though man didn't feel like the right description, truly believed his words. He didn't understand that Nasser wasn't anything natural. He hadn't been born of the earth, he'd been created by a monster. A monster whose liver and heart Nasser had clawed out and eaten. Teeth bared, he looked down at the balcony to his left and two floors below, noting that it was one of the rare ones with a railing. Dimitri had said he couldn't jump to the city streets because he'd end up flattened like a pancake, but this jump wasn't far, and the wind, while brisk, wouldn't push him right to the edge. Muscles bunching a split second after his eye fell on the other balcony, he jumped. Cold air rushed past his face, pasting his t-shirt to his body and stinging his eyes, and then his bare feet hit the hard surface of the balcony, absorbing the impact through his entire body. Having purposefully ended up in a feline crouch, he found the wind had pushed him farther than he'd expected. Another couple of inches and he'd have hit the top of the railing, would have had to scrabble for purchase to keep from tumbling out into open air.